Laguna Ayala Archipelago in northern Panama consists of 365 islands. It's located about 4 hours from the capital, Panama City. Half of the journey it's on land, the other by boat. This place of incomparable beauty is home to the Guna, the first autonomous indigenous community in Latin America. Approximately 900 Guna live on Isla Tigre, or Tiger Island in English. In the Guna language, it is known as Digirdupu. Erasmo Navas is an indigenous leader who works for Panama's Ministry of Agricultural Development. The ministry has joined with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, to eradicate hunger in his community.
FAO began connecting with the Guna people through the Guna General Congress about 2 years ago. Little by little, we have been adopting new ideas that can help farmers achieve greater crop yields.
Mayor rendimiento en cuanto a sus cultivos.
FAO provides technical assistance and training to help the Guna to plant better crops and boost nutrition rates. They also get support in taking their products to market. Luis Pinto is a coordinator of the FAO project for indigenous communities in Panama.
When we began looking at what were the most important crops for the indigenous people in this region, we found that they were red rice, yams, ñampi or purple yam, plantains, bananas, otoe, squash, corn, and coconut.
Y el coco.
The Guna are keeping their culture and traditions alive. At the Sagla Iguadingib School in Digir, children are taught in both Spanish and Kuna. They've also been learning how to cultivate their own crops, thanks to the FAO project. Food grown in the school gardens is served at lunchtime. Teacher Balbiliano Almillateque coordinates the school gardens program together with some of the parents.
We have grown huge numbers of watermelon, cucumbers. At first, the children were not familiar with eating vegetables. We first had to educate the mothers, and then the children followed.
Overall, more than 200 indigenous families in Guna Ayala and another autonomous indigenous community have benefited from the UN initiative. FAO says not only has the project improved agricultural output and created new sources of income, it has also led to better health, especially among children. Rocío Franco, United Nations.